Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah's Chala, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Tessa, Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah's are being learned Leilu, Nishmas, Mars, Miriam, Sarah, Bas, Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shamash, and Avon, Leah, Abishchos, Rachel, Bas, Vergitel, and Daniel, the Ezra, and Spy, Rachel, they should be Gebench, Vazar, Shalkayom, a Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Tess tells us, Ve'elu Nitan, and Lechal Kayin, the following things are allowed to be given to any Kayin. Like we said in the last Mishnah, Lechal Kayin means it's even allowed to be given to a Kayin who's not makbed to eat his chulin in a state of tahara. Number one is hacharamim, something which is cherem. So cherem over here refers to when a person who's a non-kayin says this thing is cherem. When a person makes something cherem, that means it has to be given to a kayin. The habachayres, a firstborn animal, is given to a kayin. Upedyan ben, when a person has a firstborn son, he has to redeem him and give money to the kayin. Upedyan peter chamar, when a person has a firstborn donkey, he redeems that donkey, exchanges it for sheep, and the sheep is given to a kayin. These are all parts of an animal which is shechted, has to be given to a kayin. This is not talking about a karbon. This is just when a person wants to eat some meat and he shechts an animal, certain parts have to be given to a kayin. Veracious hagez, this is the first shearings of the sheep. When he shears his sheep to cut the wool off, the first cuttings of that wool have to be given to a kayin. Veshemen sreifa, an oil which is going to be burned. This is referring to tamei truma oil. It has to be burned. That's given to any kayin. Vekadshei hamikdash, something which is only allowed to be eaten by kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Vehabikurim and bikurim, the first fruits, are allowed to be given to any kayin as well. Rabbi Yehuda Iser Babikurim, Rabbi Yehuda Asers, us giving bikurim to any kayin. Karshine truma, what about karshinim of truma? Karshinim, we've already had this before many times. This is for the most part eaten by animals and it's not eaten by people. Rabbi Kiva Mate, Rabbi Kiva allows it to be given to any kayin. Vacham Iser and the Cham Aser. Now moving on to Mishnah Yud, going back to discuss challah, which comes from Chutz La'aretz. Nitai ish Tekaya, hevi chalas mi Beitar. Nitai, who's from Tekaya, he brought challah from Beitar. Beitar over here is not referring to the Beitar in Eretz Yisrael. It's referring to Beitar, which is in Chutz La'aretz. So he brought challah from Beitar. V'loi kiblu menu, they did not accept the challah from him. And Anche Alexandria, heviu chalaseim Alexandria, v'loi kiblu mehem. The people of Alexandria, which is in Egypt, they brought their challah from there, and the challah wasn't accepted from them either. And the question is, why not? So the challah can't be accepted from them and eaten, because this challah comes from Chutz La'aretz, and we know the challah that comes from Chutz La'aretz is Tameh, so Kayin in Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to eat this. Now, it can't be burned in Eretz Yisrael either. That's because people don't necessarily know that this challah is Tameh, and they're going to think that Tahar challah is allowed to be burned. And it's not going to be brought back to Beitar, back to Alexandria, or back to wherever it came from. That's because people are going to say that you're allowed to take Truma out of Eretz Yisrael. So what do we do with this? It has to remain in Eretz Yisrael until Erev Pesach, and then Erev Pesach, it's burned along with all the other chametz, and we're not going to run into any issues with that. Now, something similar, the Mishnah tells us, Anche Har Tzivayim heviu bikureim koidim latzares v'loi kiblu me. The people from Har Tzivayim, they brought their bikurim, their first fruits, before Shavuos, and it wasn't accepted from them. And why not? Because of what's written in the Torah. Now this pasuk is talking about Shavuos. Chag HaKotzer refers to Shavuos. And we know that on Shavuos, a mincha chadasha is brought, a brand new mincha is brought. That's called the Shtei HaLechem. Now the Shtei HaLechem, which is brought on Shavuos, is called Bikurim LaHashem. So we learn from there that Bikurim is not allowed to be brought before Shavuos. Therefore, these fellows from Har Tzivayim that brought their Bikurim before Shavuos wasn't accepted from them. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the last mission of the Masechta and the first mission of the Masechta's Arla. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.